Program contains mature content and may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Try your best just to make it quick. Pour my tin to the sink. Cause there must be something she can do. This heart is broken in two. Tell her it's a case of emergency. There's a patient the name of Gregory. Night nurse, only you alone can quench this your thirst. My night nurse, oh gosh, oh the pain is getting worse.
Ladies and gentlemen, good evening. You're listening to Kenny's Corner. That was the one and only Mr. Gregory. I need attention from my nurse around the clock, 24 hour more. Ladies and gents, this is Kendenig Delavaux, and you're listening to Kenny's Corner. Isn't it amazing how every Tuesday I bring you the best weather in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas? It's almost as if I speak with the gods prior to my show, and they give me the best weather ever. This is an opportunity for you to put your leg and have you some popcorn and some wine, and let's have some real conversation. So good evening, my good people, and welcome to Kenny's Corner here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. I'm your host, Kendenig Delavaux, and tonight we're just not having a conversation. We're having a reality check, because let me ask you something. Are we really taking care of ourselves? Or are we really just getting by? See, somewhere between busy schedules, fast food, stress, and survival mode, we're normalizing being tired, being overwhelmed, being overstimulated, and honestly, being unhealthy. And we laugh it off. We say, man, that's just life. It is what it is. Life has been lifing. But is it really? Or is it a lack of discipline, a lack of awareness, or a lack of self-love? So tonight we're diving into something that affects every single one of us, our health, our habits, and the choices we make daily, not the filtered version you can see on social media with the beautiful photos and you in pink and him in pink and everybody looking so wonderful. No. We're talking about the real truths. So not the quick fixes, but the truth, because the truth is your body keeps score. What you eat matters, what you think matters, how you have sex matters, how you live matters. It all adds up in terms of making you a holistic person. And so joining me tonight is the clinical nutritionist, Dr. Shay King. She's going to help us unpack what we think we know about health and what we actually need to do to change. So I want you to lean in tonight, be honest about yourself, and ask, am I really doing what is best or just what's easy? What is your space? This is your space. What is your moment? This is your moment. And this is Kenny's Corner. So let's have a conversation. Good evening, Dr. Shay.
Good evening, Kenny.
Hey, how are you?
I am absolutely wonderful. So good to be here. I just love that introduction that you, listen, first of all, you just put me in that kind of mode because the rain going on outside.
Yes.
And the music I haven't heard in a while. And then your voice, you know, I'm feeling great. Thanks
good.
So much
I love that for us. Now, you know, here at Kenny's Corner, we have real conversations. And I want us to have the conversation that not only educates, but it informs and it sparks even more conversation. And so, Dr. Shay, I want you to introduce yourself to my listening audience.
So I am Dr. Shay, clinical nutritionist, and a part of what I am doing today in my community is I'm doing my very best to get the people that are in my space to become proactive with their health through nutrition and lifestyle. I think it has been such a, I call it a travesty that we, when we look at health, we always have been reactive. And so my goals over the last 7 years is really to get people to take a proactive approach holistically and not just think of, you know, we are a society that all we think about is weight loss. Just weight loss. And we don't understand the full components when it comes to health, women's health, men's health, and, you know, the whole scope of what it actually looks like. So my aim and my goal is to get us to look at our lives proactively and then be the change that we actually want to see.
Okay. Now, Dr. Shea, we have so many women on the line. There are a medley of questions that we have for you. But let's just jump right into Dr. Shea, how did we even meet?
That's it. First of all, you know, I told you when we met.
Yes.
I've heard the name. I'm not certain, but I didn't know you at all.
Right.
And it's funny when you have such a person like yourself, so powerful in your own right and doing your thing, listening to you every day. And here it is, we're doing the same thing. We're mothers, and we have a lot going on with us, and we're trying to make a change in the world, especially in our community.
Yes.
But yet we don't know one another.
No, we didn't.
So we had the opportunity to sit on the same platform for last week sometime with Unfinished Business, and that's how we met. And immediately I said, I want to know that girl. And so I was truly excited to meet you, especially after listening to your story.
We
shared our story.
Listen, that was only a snippet of my story, right?
Yes.
Because my story is long and winding, and it's on it. It's the trajectory is I can only go uphill from here,
yes,
right? And that's what I'm going to leave it with. This is Lent, so I'm not even going to cuss. So I'm going to just leave it right there, Dr.
Right
Shea,
there.
Because it's long and winding.
I understand.
I have a medley of questions, Dr. Shea, and the majority of our questions are from people that want to know what they can do naturally.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want you to let's kick off this segment speaking about menopause.
Okay.
Now, Dr. Shea, I just be hot in the night time. I mean, the air conditioner is on,
right.
The fan blowing right in my gizzard,
mm-hmm.
right? I am boiling hot. I throw the cover off, put one leg out, then I get cold. I have to put the cover back over me. There are also some questions about body scent and odor having changed.
Yes.
But talk to us about menopause. Talk to us about menopause and tell me what you have here that can help us with menopause.
Okay, so first let me say menopause is a natural process that happens to all women. And let me reiterate, that's all women. I often hear some women talk about, oh, I don't really go through menopause, and that is indeed not the case. That is a myth. All women go through menopause. What it is some women may not experience every symptoms and become familiar with a certain set of symptoms.
Right.
And if we don't have those, we think that we're not going through menopause. So it's a natural decline in your progesterone and estrogen. And so when that shift happens, the body becomes really out of whack and the body becomes crazy because the body is trying to find a way to now to deal with this hormonal decline, which is a natural aging process.
Okay.
And so welcome to my world.
But you know what I find too? We have a lot of the younger girls that have a tendency to say, oh, well, I can't do that yet. But I say to them, you will.
You will.
And then I look at some of these young ladies that are 35, 25, and I say to myself, are you sure you're not going through it, honey? Because why do you look that way? What is happening in your life? Do you need one of the older girls to talk to you?
Absolutely.
Because we don't want the girls to fight.
Yeah.
We want to help you to get to where we are so that you can amalgamate to something else in your life.
Absolutely.
You understand?
Yeah.
No shade. I'm a tree. I can help you out.
Yeah, you
so, go. Dr. Shea, we have the calls already coming in.
Oh,
Lord, Dr.
Okay.
Shea, tell me what we can take or what we should be doing in the menopause era.
So menopause is a proactive approach. You have to be preparing for menopause just like how you prepare for childbirth. Once you find out you're pregnant, you start to take your vitamins, your supplements, you take care of yourself. It's the same concept when it comes to menopause. And Kenny, let me tell you, all of the products that I created myself because I myself was going through the journey, I did not necessarily wanted to do any synthetics. And so I started making a lot of my own products because of my own journey. And I have siblings. I have aunties. And so what I recognize is, wait, there are so much women in my community that is complaining about the same thing. I got to get the ball rolling. And so I started with myself. And, you know, I became my own guinea pig initially. But I've always been a proactive girl. And I recognize that when you talk about nutrition, you do consistently all the time, always. Does that mean you're doing it 100% and perfect? No, it doesn't. But you would find that you have less symptoms that are associated with menopause when you do a proactive approach. And because, you know, they call me the sea moss queen, right?
Right.
Sea moss has so much minerals in it. And when you are going through menopause, because it's disturbing the bone, it's disturbing the muscles. And one of the fundamental things that I've been encouraging people all through over the last 10 years is you got to get on magnesium, specifically glycinate. And so when I turned to sea moss because of its high mineral content, that was the base of all my products. And I just started creating. So I created a whole slew of products primarily based with sea moss and other superfoods to help us to be able to transition that menopause and andropause journey a lot smoother.
Okay, Dr. Shea.
Yes, ma'am.
This question is right out the gate. Dr. Shea, what can you give me for vaginal dryness as someone that's going through perimenopause?
So here's the thing is, let me just say this right off the bat. Vaginal dryness is your pH off hormonal. So it has to be addressed internally as well as externally. Mm. And so we cannot look at vaginal dryness from one approach. And certainly we should not be douching. I just want to throw that out there when it comes to vaginal dryness. We have to do it from a nutritional standpoint. We have to, believe it or not, we have to increase our omega 3, 6, and 9, your DHA and your EPA. And these are simply your fatty acids. These are your good quality oils. How do you do that? You do that through supplementation. And then in addition to supplementation, you have to make sure it's consistent. Now, there are some lubricants out there that you can use naturally that will also help, especially during intercourse. You can definitely use that. But a big part of this is supplementing and becoming proactive with your nutrition. It's just not internal.
Okay, we have a caller on the line, Chris. Do we have a caller? You're on.
Hey, good evening, Kenny. And guess how you doing?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Good evening.
Good evening, Mommy. I want to comment on the nutritional value aspect, right? Because why do you think we have so much communicable diseases and the hospitals are full now? People are sick because of the foods they eat.
Yes.
Think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right? What the normal average food would most behemoths eat in the morning time because they're too tired or too lazy to cook, right?
Right.
Or party. Potato chip and a Coke soda.
Or corned beef and white rice.
Mm-hmm. With a Coke soda.
But anyway. For lunch, right?
Yes.
The first thing you do is you get the plastic rice, right?
Right.
Then the hamburger will taste like foot.
Oh, Jesus.
And then the drink with the fountain soda, right? Which you know tastes bad.
Right.
Then when you reach home, right? Of course, you cook something sensible, right?
Right.
You pop the processed food again.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So imagine your car, right? You put in garbage in your car every single day, your brand new car. What you think gonna happen to the car? Mm-hmm. Eventually gonna break down.
Eventually
just like your body.
Down. Right.
Your body can't recognize all these processed foods. And most of these foods ain't even in. They're plastic. Mm-hmm. So the body cannot break it down and it can't even recognize the foods we're eating. That's why we're tired, because our body have zero nutritional value in it. We don't exercise, we're too lazy to cook. So, I mean, and okay, I wouldn't blame it mostly on laziness, right? Because some people work two jobs. So by the time as you reach home, you actually too tired and too fatigued to actually cook would force you to stop into getting fast food. So it's a lifestyle we have adopted, a nasty lifestyle with our food. That's why we sick. Why do you think all these cancers are wrong? Why do you think diabetes?
Right.
When we're younger, right? How old you are, Kenny?
I'm 49.
You're 49? Oh, yeah. You know, but we drink more Kool-Aid than anyone in the world.
Yes. I grew up on Kool-Aid. I grew up on Switzer.
Oh, we had Kool-Aid, but not in our house.
Okay.
We would have Kool-Aid if we went to our grandparents' house, but mommy made Switcher, and then we had Tang.
Mm-hmm.
We had Tang, and Sunny Delight was a thing then.
But you know that's expensive Kool-Aid.
Are you in your 40s? You grew up in
the No, my parents just... They just gave us a different life.
So the normal average Bohemian, black Bohemian, right?
Yes.
You would put the whole sugar.
The whole thing.
The whole thing. That's how you make a proper Kool-Aid.
Mm. But the red, right? The red.
I surprised me and diabetic from these four.
I agree with that.
But like I say, that's the lifestyle we have. And plus us Bohemians, we actually have a very poor eating habit. You realize we have three plates of meat on our three servings of meat on our plate?
Yes.
We have at least three starches. You got your rice, you got your potato salad, and you have your other starches.
Mm.
Now what you do is you drink your Diet Coke to put that all down with. I don't know what the Diet Coke can do.
Mm-hmm. And then a little guava duff after for dessert.
After that, yeah.
Right?
You gotta fall down the guava duff.
Okay.
You can't miss on that one.
Absolutely
so
not.
So my point is, right, we have a cultural eating bad habit.
Mm.
It's cultural.
Yes. Cultural. I appreciate you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Now, Dr. Shea, let me get back into some more of the questions. But caller, thank you so very, very much. I love your input. Thank you. Dr. Shea, when you speak about emotional and mental health and food, do you think that the food we put in our mouths has something to do with our emotional state?
Oh, absolutely. I call it crazy. Yeah, the food definitely. Listen, if you know, I used to make a joke of it one time ago, and I would always say whenever I'm on the road with road rage, first thing in the morning, I had corned beef or hot dog, and I used to make a joke of it, but this is actually true. There's science and research behind when you eat a certain type of food, how it affects you cognitively and how you respond. And so whether we fully understand the dynamics or the science behind the research, this is true. So if you eat crazy, you act crazy, and you feel crazy. So there's a lot that goes into that. And especially when you start to go through the transition of perimenopause into postmenopause, you need nutrition. And so if you're not eating food that is fortified, you literally are starving your brain. If you starve your brain, you know, how are you going to function? You're not going to function like a normal human being that acts sensible when it comes to anything that you have to be, you have to address. And so, yes, you are what you eat. Seriously, it affects you cognitively.
This question says, Dr. Shea, can you please tell me what I can possibly do for menopause that is natural?
Menopause that is natural?
What can I do for menopause?
Uh-huh.
I guess
natural. Ah, yeah. Sorry about that. Sorry, misunderstand. Okay, so the first thing you do is once you recognize that you are in menopause, whether you are in perimenopause or you in postmenopause, because these are different stages. So menopause actually is just one day, really. That's when you get to that 12-month mark. But when you talk about naturally, you have to look at it holistically. You have to look at your diet, nutrition, what you're eating. You have to do movement. Movement is so important. And then here's the thing that we sometimes often we don't look at. It is our sleep cycle. We have to pay attention to how our body is resting, because when our body does what it does when it's sleeping. So when the body is at rest, that's when the body is healing. So if you have started the journey of menopause, make sure that your foundation of sleep, it's a good foundation. You're sleeping well. You're taking sufficient nutrients. Magnesium glycinate is one I would always go to. There's another trick that I like to do. It's just simple cloves and water. You put it at your bedside at night. It's like a clove tea. You drink that at night, and that also helps you to fall asleep. But if you are dealing with menopause, one of the things you want to address first is making sure that you sleep properly. Add in your magnesium and some clove water just to start simply.
My texts are coming in real time. So this text reads here, Dr. Shea, you speak about wellness and you speak about sleep, but how do you sleep when you have so many things going on? I try to get to sleep at 10, but I don't turn my ringer off. What is your suggestion?
Cat naps. When I'm busy like that, if I have a busy week and I know that I have to work late and not intentionally or trying to get to sleep, and you know, you're just dealing with the fact that you can, there's a couple of things. I will supplement at nighttime. I would take what I call a loading dose of magnesium. So you have a recommended daily allowance, and it may be somewhere between 1,500 milligrams of magnesium. I will load that dose to help me to transition. I have some night goggles that I actually put on, like their masks. I put those on, and then what I do is during the daytime, if I had a difficulty that nighttime, I will take cat naps. We call them power naps, but do whatever you need to do, whether it's through the day or in the nighttime, and make your environment conducive to sleep. Turn down sounds, turn down lights, and cover your eyes to help you fall asleep easier.
This question reads, Dr. Shea, what do you think about ashwagandha?
Ashwagandha. It's an herb. It's an Ayurvedic herb. It's been used for centuries. It's one of those herbs that is associated with hormonal decline, and it has a lot of benefits to it. I use it all the time. As a matter of fact, in three of my formulas here, I actually have ashwagandha is the leading herb in these formula because it does help with the shift of hormonal decline, especially when it comes to progesterone, because that normally is the first hormone that decline in menopause. So ashwagandha is a good herb. It's like maca, donkwai, blue cohosh, and chia, as well as flax seeds.
Dr. Shea, let's take this call, and I have a question. A question like, how you know all of this?
Dr. Shea,
we have to take this call. Caller, okay. Good evening. You're on.
Good evening, Mrs. Delaveau.
Hi, how are you?
I'm trying to catch you for my ride reach for church.
I didn't hear from you for quite some time.
I've been listening in and out.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But do you know that I had a male boss?
Mm-hmm.
That I went through that menopause thing.
Really?
Andropause.
Yeah, I do. Mm-hmm. Okay.
He used to be so miserable. Everybody was asking, "Boy, you changing life? What you doing? You
right.
Going through something?"
Yes.
You know, but the gentleman who called before me talk about eating bad food.
Yes.
Mostly the children in the inner city.
Oh, yes.
Eat a lot of bad food.
Mm-hmm.
But very seldom you see them on the children's ward in the hospital.
Mm.
Now that's
them
interesting.
Mommy giving them bluebird pancakes and them over yolk egg, and then they end up in the hospital on the children's ward. Check this. You don't see nobody from Camp Road and
but I have a theory behind that, but anyhow. Anywho.
All day vendoring over there in the water. They drinking water from the pump.
And, wow.
I guess, and he said something about the Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
But don't forget when you used to buy them cup and them baggy and thing.
Mm-hmm.
We used to play that back out. We used to run that. We used to burn that off.
Yeah.
You never used to eat that and just go sit down.
But could I tell you?
Going back on the basketball court, going back on the playing field, going somewhere, go play.
But could I tell you?
Be burning that shit off.
I just knew what cup was like in the last 10 years because I didn't know.
But let me tell you a joke before I go. I sent my granddaughter, my deep freeze, I asked if she wanted a cup.
Mm-hmm.
She said yes. I said, go get a cup. She ran in the dish train and take out a cup. I said, don't go in the deep freeze. You can see it. She said, Paul, why you didn't say popsicle?
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, so
different generation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's cultural and generational teachings,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Because I did not know. I did not know. But is my caller gone? Yeah, okay. Well, thank you so much for calling. I truly, truly appreciate it, Dr. Shea.
Yes.
I want to talk now about, we are not off the menopause thing, but let me just, you know, flip it because we have had two male callers back to back. What do you have in terms of impotence? Is impotence a blood flow issue? Can you, or let's talk about libido first, right? In terms of your sex drive.
Okay.
Because Miles Monroe has said on many different occasions, right, that men don't need sex.
Mm-hmm.
They want sex.
No, you mean they don't want,
they want
they
sex,
need it.
They need it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So, I in some instances, as a woman, as you get older,
you
reach
too.
A sexual peak.
You
so
understand.
You need to too,
you need
right?
It.
You need to too. So, as a woman and as a man, because like you may be in your sexual prime and he may be declining or whatever it may be. So, how do you get some libido in Dr. Shea form?
Well, again, you know, all of these formulas I brought here today is really systemic from my own journey and people reaching out to me. So first, let me just say this. I had a couple of brothers over the years was able to reach out to me, but I just want to take a moment to say to the brothers, listen, reach out. Because there ain't no shame in your game.
Right.
Because if you have a female in your life, your goal is to satisfy your female and to feel like the man in your place. So listen, reach out when you need help. Mm-hmm. Now, when it comes to libido, sexual dysfunctions, it all ties into one thing. Now, as we get older men, one of the side effects with andropause, it's low libido. So that's naturally because it's a decline in the testosterone. And so that's a hormonal disruption. So that is a normal thing. However, sometimes men face that a lot earlier based on lifestyle. Alcohol causes an interruption. Cigarette smoking, any type of smoking, whether you inhaling, puffing, sniffing, you know, there's all kinds of things out there now that causes a disruption. disruption in hormonal decline as well. And so, men, when you think about having any of those issues, you first want to rule out your lifestyle choices. Make sure that you're not doing that. And then you come to a more holistic approach and lifestyle. You got to make sure that you are fortifying your body with real food. It's nutrition. And then we have to look at the nitric oxide. That's what actually causes the blood flow, not just to the brain, but to the male organs as well. And so anytime you have a food that is high in nitric oxide, you definitely want to introduce those foods into your diet. And one of the tips I'll tell men is introduce these foods early in the morning or even late in the evening, either on an empty stomach or a stomach that has already been digested. And foods like beets. Beets is one of those foods that is high in nitric oxide. So, men, if you're having issues and you want a natural approach, add in some beets. Watermelon is another one. But guess what? Most of the nitric oxide is in that white part of the watermelon or in the actual rind. So don't throw that away, man. I blend it all the time, and it's actually in this formula right here, what I call
for men. That's why you have the watermelons on it.
That's why I have the watermelon on it, because the rind is the major part of where the aminos is to help and with the blood flow. And that blood flow, people always think, yeah, yes, it's the brain as well, but it's also, it improves the libido and how you recover when you exercise. So, man, you just need to look at foods that are nitric oxide rich and impaired in the lifestyle, like the alcohol, cigarette smoking late at night. Yeah.
Things like that. Yeah. Because there's a lot of weed smokers.
A lot of weed smokers. So all of those things you want to make sure that you look at mm-hmm. and you try to filter those out in order to improve your overall sexual health and libido.
Okay, we have a caller on the line, and then I'm going to get to that next question because that question is directly related to high blood pressure, and if you have anything for that.
Okay.
Chris, do we have a caller? Caller, good evening. You are on the air.
Ms. Delavo.
Hi, this is
Sorry
she.
Thank you for calling back, man.
That's
You're
no problem.
Talking my business over this radio. Where could I meet this lady? I need to get some of this.
Dr. Shea, give the information.
So, guess what? My number is 801-4885. However, you can find my formulas throughout now. So, I have them in Shell gas stations. I have them
okay,
in...
Okay, the one with the watermelon. What's the name of that? So I can...
There you go. It's called Men Only. That's it there. That's the formula right there. It's called Men Only. And you can find this throughout Nassau, Roker's Gas Station, Shell, that's across from Sanders Beach, Livewell Pharmacy.
What about the Shells on Blue Hill Road?
No, not that Shells. Roker's Gas Station, Fire Trail Road. You can find it there. Yes. And we also deliver as well. Men Only CMOS gel.
And Dr. Shea also delivers.
Yes, we also deliver. Yes, we do.
What's the price range?
We'll talk about that after the show.
I'm going to church, so what I have to do, I'm just trying to call for my ride, come back up.
Do me a favor, don't.
I feel like somebody was...
Kenny, post it up.
That's what I want you to do for me. Don't hang up the phone. Give it to Chris. Give it to Chris. Chris. Take the number from me. Chris will take the number from you.
Appreciate that.
Thank you so very much. It's no problem. Mm-hmm. So, Dr. Shea, before we go to this quick commercial break, mm-hmm. I want to ask you about what do you have for high blood pressure?
So here's the thing is, right? High blood pressure, you should definitely be seeing your medical doctor. That's first, right? What I tell people is if they come to me and they've been diagnosed with high blood pressure and the goal is to wean themselves off of their medication, they would have to work in conjunction with their doctor and myself to be able to start proactive approaches to wean themselves off. What I tell all of my clients that come to me is you do not want to stop taking your prescribed medication right away, but what you want to do is start healthy lifestyle practices that can help you to lower your blood pressure naturally. I have a couple of formulas here that could actually help you with that. The Men Only can actually help you with high blood pressure. What you do is you take it in conjunction with your medication and nutrition lifestyle. I also have another formula that's called Enhance IQ that can also help you with high blood pressure. I have sarsaparilla. That's a root that's paired with sea moss and cinnamon and garlic, and that also helps with high blood pressure. So the goal, what I do when it comes to nutrition is to help you to pair in nutrition and your lifestyle to help you to work with your medical doctor to come off of your medication naturally. And then the goal is to maintain your pressure through nutrition, nutraceuticals, and eating properly. That's the goal.
All right. Dr. Shea, do you have stuff for hair growth too?
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, some of the girls that use the lace frontal and the...
Yes.
And what you call this? The,
yeah.
The, what you call this?
Yeah, the 360 or the something.
The side part. The sides left in.
Yeah.
The sides gone.
Yeah.
No sides.
Well, listen to me.
The sides have vanished.
But you know what?
Into the thin air.
Yeah, well, here's the funny thing. My formula is actually called Grow Your Sides Back.
Oh, gosh. I'm sorry.
Grow Your Sides Back.
Grow Your Sides Back.
And here's the thing is, when I started my menopause journey, I lost all of my hair in the center.
But you have a whole head of hair.
I know, but that's why I have a whole head of hair, because of the same formula. I hated this formula. And of course, again, it's based with sea moss. It's loaded with minerals. But what makes this formula so special is I gave this formula away for 6 months before I started selling it. I used it, and in 6 months' time, I had no hair in the center, and I went from 0 to 6 inches in 6 months. Okay. Of using the same formula here. And this formula works so well, I give a money-back guarantee. I said, if you purchase this formula for me, and you say, man, Dr. Shea, this ain't working for me, bring the bottle back, and I will give you a full refund, no questions asked. I've been giving that refund. I have been giving that to people over the past 4.5 years, and I have had no one come back and ask for their money.
My God, on today.
Yes, this works.
This person that sent me this text, you are not going to see God's face. This text reads, Kenny, please get some of that spray from Dr. Shea. And spread on your bald head. Dr. Shea, you see these people as do me?
Uh-huh, right in.
I don't know. I will not be using any... I want my hair bald, man.
This heat
is no joke. Dr. Shea, what is this in this jar?
This is actually the shampoo hair, and then I've actually created a sea moss and Shilajit pain oil. If you suffer with pain.
I saw pain, Dr. Shea.
I'm talking muscle pain, joint pain, osteoarthritis, arthritis, just shoulder pain. This formula here, again, this is my baby. And let me tell you, this is another one that I say, I guarantee the product that it does work. And it's easy to use. You just shake it up and you spray it. You don't rub this formula in at all. If you go to my TikTok channel, Dr. Shea King, you'll see all of the testimonies that people are talking about using this product and how effective it is.
But what's that?
This is the same product that you have in
there.
Yeah, well, I just have it in a different spray bottle.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, but it's the same product. And people are constantly buying this over and over again. It's a small bottle, but it works.
This person on my live says that that one, yes, it works.
Ah.
Dr. Shea, they're asking for the phone number, please.
801-4885, or you can hit me up on TikTok, Dr. Shea King, Sea Moss on everything, or my website is www.eatingemotionallywell. I'm also on Instagram as Dr. Shea King, and also on Facebook, Dr. Shea King, Eat Emotionally Well.
Okay, this text reads, Kenny, please, y'all stale with this hair joke. Kenny, please get some stuff for your hair. No problem. I might need some because the sides maybe.
No, I love your hair, Kenny.
Listen, this
I can't wait for me to do
Dr.
that.
Dr. Shea going to the barber in the morning.
Yeah.
And I will be at the barber shop in the morning, and then, you know, this can get bleached maybe probably like Friday.
Yeah. I love your hair.
My husband, though, is having a function on
Saturday.
But
you actually have it bleached, though.
This is bleached.
Ah,
yeah, this is bleached.
Okay, all right.
It's bleached. I have to bleach it.
Oh, okay.
So it can turn white.
Yeah.
I'm afraid to see what comes up underneath this if it's not bleached.
You don't have to be afraid, because I actually have a sea moss formula that actually, the more you use the color, the darker your hair gets. So for people who want that natural dark color and you're trying to like kind of fade the gray away, the more you use the cover, the more the gray goes away. And it's actually all food.
Okay.
Yeah.
these are the text lines. It's powered by BTC. The number is 422-4796. Of course, you can listen to us on guardiantalkradio.com. For those of you that are listening by way of radio, it's 96.9 FM. The telephone lines are 323-6232, 325-4316, or 325-4259. And again, you're listening to Guardian Radio, fresh news, smart talk all day. We're going to take a very quick commercial break, and we're going to be right back with Dr. Shea, the sea moss queen.
That's me.
Hey, yes. You give yourself
sweet love,
sweet love. On the night shift, later on the night shift. Oh, baby, come hold me tight. I'll treat you right, yeah. On the night shift, baby.
Yeah!
So,
man who are loving in the night, yeah. She took a rubber dub and had the bedroom light, yeah. She crawl up in me arms like a spider.
Body fit in a difficulty where she inside, yeah. Don't me introduce her to me bunny energizer. Loving in a bun.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Girl, you see how Cora eye look funny all black up yesterday?
But she say she bump into a wall when she's running after them.
Yeah, but last Saturday, you see her arm was all black and blue, right?
You saying you think something wrong between her and Jack?
I ain't sure, but you know Jack is a jealous man. I hear him and Cora last Friday. I hear him say he hear Cora have eyes for Junior.
Cora is a good woman. Does mind her business, take care of them children, and go to church every Sunday. So what you think we should do?
I think we should report Jack, you know. Cora don't say nothing, but silence hides violence. And we don't want to line up in the cemetery.
Not me. I ain't getting in nobody business. Then Jack come after me and I line up next to Cora.
No, man, we could call her, text Crime Stopper. And remember, we can even get some grocery money for our tip.
Remind me again how does this work.
We can call them in Miami at 328-TIPS or 328-8477. Or when we in the island, call toll-free at 300-TIPS or 300-8477. And if you don't have no minutes, use the Crack Crime Bahamas app and we could text them. And the messages get on mix-up before it leave your phone so nobody can know what you're saying.
So what are we waiting on then? Let's go earn some grocery money.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Been searching a long, long time for that so true love to comfort this heart of mine. No pretend, stop wasting my time. A virtuous woman is really hard to find. I'm telling you, lady, I'm only human, not looking for impossibility. Just a genuine woman with sincerity.
Ladies and gents, for those of you, if you could only hear the tunes that Chris is running in this studio. We have to find an apparatus that allows our Facebook family to hear and interact a little bit more. I love this for us. For those of you that are listening, our text lines are 422-4796. Thank you so much for the text message that you've been sending in. And no, I am not going to get the hair formula because I'm bald by choice. If you're streaming live, it's guardiantalkradio.com. For those of you that want to call in to ask Dr. Shea any questions, the telephone number is 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. And if you're in the Family Islands, it's 242-300-5720. So, ladies and gents, we're going to get back into the libido question. Dr. Shea, is there an overnight fix for the libido? Like, how long do my men have to take it? My male texters that are texting and asking, how long does it take for it to work?
My formula works right away.
You heard that, guys?
However.
Dr. Shea said it works right away. So tonight you could be that lucky caller.
Yeah, there you go. However, my formula is designed to you want to make sure that you're doing it every day or every other day.
Doing it's not what, having
yeah.
sex?
Well, yeah, once you're taking the formula. We're talking about making sure that you're taking the formula. So you don't take the formula and then you do what you need to do and then you don't take the formula anymore until you're ready to do it. That's the drug effect. This is a natural formula. So the goal is to fortify the body so the body will naturally start to increase the libido on its own. And you would find it's easier to get an erection. And you find that you actually, you know, you stay sexually aroused longer as you continue to take the formula. And the formula is easy to take. It's just one tablespoon. You can take it in a gel form or you can take it in a melt-in-your-mouth form if you're traveling. And it's just once a day, really. And you would find in some cases, once you continue to take it, you might not even have to take it every day. You can go to every other day. And in some cases, every third day.
Okay. Dr. Shea, talk to us about this cortisol reducer. What is this for?
So the main ingredient in that is sea moss and Radiola rougeii, which is an herb. It's an Ayurvedic herb that is used for centuries, and it is tied into hormonal disruptions. And cortisol is one of those hormones that it just causes a combustion. Like everything just goes off. But one of the main things that happens is it interferes with the progesterone, which interferes with your gamma, which interferes with your sleep. Mm. And when you have all of that interruption, one of the things that happens is you have a tendency as a female and male is to gain weight in the midsection.
Okay.
And when we gain weight in the midsection, we know exactly what that feels like. We can't fit our clothes. The minute we eat something, we feel full. And so that cortisol reducer, it's very simple. You take it sublingually, you squeeze it, and you put it under the tongue, and you go
about your
business.
Day.
And you go about your day. The goal is for that to naturally decrease your cortisol day by day. That's what it does. And everything that I make, you do it in conjunction with your eating and your lifestyle. That's important. This is a holistic approach. This isn't just take this and continue my bad habits.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. We have a caller. Let me see if Chris is... Well, let's just finish this conversation.
Mm-hmm.
This sea moss and...
Shilajit. Yes.
This is for pain.
Yes, that one is topical. I also make one that you ingest, but it's similar to charcoal where it binds to and pulls out. So if you have any metal toxins, any type of abnormalities in the body, what it does is it binds itself to it and it draws it out through the skin, through the urine and the feces. And paired with sea moss, the combination of those two together, what it actually does, it helps to reduce inflammation in the joints and in the muscles. And once you reduce inflammation, you'll realize the pain, and pain is less. I've had persons that say to me, the minute they use it, they feel it right away. I've had persons that was either walking with a brace or taking some drug like oxycodone, these are strong drugs, and they used it, spray it on, and the next day they don't have to take medication. So I've had a lot of good feedback from using the sea moss and the Shilajit Ayurvedic pain oil. When people ask me how quick does it work, you know what I do? I tell them, go to my TikTok page and look at the testimonials for yourself, because I don't usually tell you, you know, pain is a broad word. You can have pain from so many different systemic issues.
Right.
But what I know is when Bahamians have pain, they just want it gone right away.
Right
and that
away.
Formula there, that's what it does.
Now, Dr. Shea, you know, I have a broken ankle and I am doing therapy.
Right.
And I think maybe sometimes I did myself an injustice because I have to work, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so I didn't stay off of the ankle the way I should. But like, because I had my daughter's sports day today, I feel the pain.
Mm.
I feel, like I told you, coming up the stairs, I feel
right.
something. Now, I can need some of this.
Yes, ma'am.
This healing oil, because Dr. Shea, my ankle hurting today.
Yeah.
I mean, it truly is. I'm going to try it and see how I feel after that.
Okay.
But when I have pain, I just want the pain gone.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Function. Yeah, and people normally will, you know, they'll take out anything, a Tylenol, acetaminophen, just take out anything to feel better.
I just
better.
Wanted this to goodness.
Understood.
And I have to be very honest with you. I just want the pain
gone.
Yeah,
just pop a pill and gone. Yeah.
Yes.
I got it.
Now, Dr. Shea, let's talk about here another question that we have for our listeners. This question is about pregnancy. Is there something that you can give that cleans out if you're ready to have a baby?
that cleans out. Now, see, cleans out, yeah.
It's behemoths, a broad term.
But you know, text me
back and tell me what that really mean. What you mean by that?
And you know what? Generally, because I get the question all the time, I have an idea what it is that you're saying, you know. They're talking about, sometimes as young females, they do a lot of things that's not conducive to becoming pregnant, right? And so sometimes they might have had an abortion. Mm-hmm. They might have had unprotected sex, you know, mm-hmm. very promiscuous. They might have corrupted the pH in the vagina. So a lot of things like that. So in their mind, they're saying, what do I need to do to prep to get my body? So they'll use the term clean out loosely. Now, it's not always the case, but I'm just kind of
generalizing
based on her question. But here's the thing is, right, the body naturally is ready to conceive unless there's another issue going on. That's a natural part of our body and our makeup. Long as you're following what you call the rhythm method and the cycle, which is once your cycle is on, your regular menstrual cycle is on, you're not taking any contraceptive or anything of that matter, on that 10th to 14th day of the ovulation cycle, you just need to have plenty sex, period.
That's it.
Yeah, just have plenty of sex. And make sure that's, sex with your spouse.
Yes.
Because I am not advocating sex loosely.
No, we're talking about biblical.
Yes.
marital sex.
There you go. Yes. Just make sure you're having plenty of sex. And that's really all it is. I mean, I got five, you know. I've been doing it.
You have what?
Yeah, I have five.
Hold on, Dr. Shay.
Don't ask brand new now.
Dr. Shay, did I hear you say that?
Yes, ma'am. I just said it.
when you were speaking that night, I know you had plenty children, but I didn't know it was five.
Yeah, I don't think I've mentioned the number. Yeah, I did say plenty. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
And your son has a very unique name. I loved hearing you say
Master Kai. Yes, that's my son, my one good boy.
Boy, when your mothers talk about your sons, you always get in a
different thing altogether. Hey, girls, let me say hi to Ebony, to Brittany, to Kristen, to Caitlin, and my one good son, Master Kai.
Listen to me. Listen to me. I love that for us. Now, let us talk again, Dr. Shay. Mm-hmm. What do you think motivates people to be more disciplined with their health regime? Because during COVID, we saw something entirely different. Everybody was very fit. Uh-huh. I mean, we didn't do this, we didn't do that. But now,
it saddens me because unfortunately, it's crises. When crises come, really? In most cases, it's crises. I've had some fortune many years ago to sit on the side of some good friends that were diagnosed, and I said to them, are you ready to just take the bull by the horn and go hardcore? And I remember one of my friends in particular, he turned to me and he said, I don't know if I could do it.
Really?
And he was facing a diagnosis of dying within 6 months.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's unfortunate, but it's crises in most cases. Now, you have some people that have a revelation. They go to bed and wake up. God gave them a dream. Their life flashed before them. They remember what God had promised them to do, and they get it. See, fortunately for me, I tell people I grew up in Long Bay, Keys, Andrews with my grandparents. And I think that deposit, see, God knew us. And before we were formed in my mother's womb. So God knew the path he had for me.
Yes.
And so growing up in Andrews wasn't by chance. And see, so I tell people the first time I saw corn, I refused to eat that because I knew I went into the backyard and picked corn. But when it comes to becoming proactive, it's unfortunate, but the majority of the people have to be in a crisis where their doctor says to them, listen, you either gonna have to learn how to swim or you can drown.
So Dr. Shay used to run around barefoot?
I was grounding and didn't even know it. That's the fancy term right now. Connecting with the earth and getting your energy through your foot
sauce.
Everything's
so fancy, but grounding.
Everything fancy.
Barefoot.
I know.
They're so fancy.
I know.
They're so fancy.
And listen, I still barefoot today.
Aren't we all?
Yes, aren't we all?
Aren't we all? So, Dr. Shay, this next question reads, what role does sea moss play in your overall health?
Sea moss is a food that is high in minerals. Our body, while we think it is vitamins that gives us energy, it's not vitamins, it's minerals. When you think of the skeletal system and the nervous system, which goes from the head to the feet, they make up of minerals. So just think of that. The skeletal system and the nervous system is made up of minerals. And this is why when you have a deficiency in sleep, insomnia, you got to always turn to minerals.
Sea moss, like the magnesium.
You got it. Okay. It's a high mineral food. So I don't leave home with it. I take magnesium at night now. I don't do it anymore in the day. When I had an injury, I was taking it in the day. But primarily now in my journey of postmenopause, I take it in the night. I don't go without it.
But Dr. Shea, they say it tastes bad.
Well, you can take it in a capsule form.
I can eat it in the capsule form.
And I have sea moss and gummies. But here, let me tell you.
Gummies, Dr. Shea?
Well, so first of all, let me say this to you. I pride myself because my sea moss formulas taste really, really good. And I ain't just saying that.
Everybody says that, though.
No. I'm saying it.
All of people say that your sea moss.
Yes.
Before my mommy left, we would get her sea moss.
Right. Okay. And so let me tell you, one of the reasons, let me tell you what my prayer was. I said, God, listen, I know how good sea moss is. Mm-hmm. And at the time, I was only ingesting it. I wasn't making the hair and skin formulas yet. You see my skin? This sea moss, baby, this glow is from sea moss.
I thought that was an Andrus thing.
No, this is okay, sea moss thing. So that you know, when I started making my formula, one of the things I said, God, I need to make this thing taste better. Why? Because this is so good for you, but people are scared of the smell and the taste. And so when I went into my quietness and God started saying, this is what you need to do,
yes.
Listen, the first thing I'd be like, taste the sea moss.
Taste it first.
All then right. You pay me.
This question is from our Facebook Live.
Mm-hmm.
What about sea moss for children?
Oh, my God.
Is that recommended as a preventative measure?
Listen, I'm so glad this caller asked me that. I have a sea moss line that's called Moss Munchkin that I make just for children. And what? That person there, if she actually wants to try it, or if she has children, whoever that caller is there, she can connect with me on Saturday at the Goat Farmers Market, and I will give her.
I come in too, because I can need one.
Yes, absolutely. Get her name, and she could come. Well, she has to come and pick it up on Saturday. Don't come to my house Sunday.
What time are you there?
Between 9 to 3. 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., that's the Gladstone Road Farmers Market. I be there and I display all of my sea moss formulas. But I have formulas just for children, Moss Munchkins. And listen, my children grew up on sea moss.
So what are the benefits for the kids?
Well, it's the same thing. Well, first of all, sea moss is an immune enhancer because of the minerals and because of its prebiotic content. So it actually helps the gut. So when you think of the healing, everything starts in the gut. So sea moss actually feeds good bacteria.
From
it being prebiotics, not pro, but prebiotics. So it also has soluble and insoluble fibers. So the complex fibers is actually good for you. It helps the gut heal and it helps to reverse any kind of diseases, and it's immune builder. It also attaches itself to ligaments, and that's why the bone becomes so strong. It's a good, excellent source of multi-minerals and sea moss. So you can't go wrong when you talk about sea moss.
Okay, we have a caller on the line. Chris, is our caller ready? Caller, good evening. You are on the air.
Mrs. Delaveau.
Mrs. Delaveau here. Hi. Dr. Shea.
Yes, that's me.
I was trying not to call the show.
You was trying not to?
I was just listening.
Okay.
But I am confused.
Okay.
You tell me, and I'll let you know why I'm confused.
Okay.
You told me to clean out plenty sex.
No.
That's what you said, right? No.
Dr. Shea didn't say clean out plenty sex. The texter message, what can she do for a clean out to have a baby?
Yes.
And Dr. Shea was going through the different methodologies, and then she said, on that particular day, you have plenty sex, but plenty marital sex. Marriage. Look how you get people in trouble.
I mean, all kinds.
That's what I'd be confused.
I can get you a hearing aid.
but that's what I'd be confused, because
you have to call it.
They're not staying married long enough to have bloody sex.
They don't even know each other long enough to know what marriage sex is.
Mm-hmm.
They don't believe in marriage no more. That's what confused me.
Yeah.
I said, okay, you got to be married to have that, but they don't want to be married.
No. This generation is different, boy.
This is a conspiracy.
Just
like they say, 21 ejaculation for a man a month. But how can that happen when behemoths don't believe in marriage no more?
Boy, it's crazy.
I mean, you know, someone have to be having these 21 ejaculations because we have 400,000 people in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas.
Now you see where I was confused. You have to be married. I agree.
Yeah.
The promotion is not even coming from the church, from the pulpit. They perform. they prefer the economic part rather than promoting the family.
Shut up.
Yeah, that's absolutely.
All right. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Thank you, Dr. Shea. These are taxes coming in from our text line. Mm-hmm. Kenny, just tuning in. I want to buy the hair product for a few women. Mm-hmm. What is the name of the hair growth formula again, and where can I find it?
So it's called Grow Your Sides Back. Mm-hmm. We have it at several salons here, at the Nail Lounge downtown on Parliament Street. Mm-hmm. We have it at Silver's in the Mall of Marathon. We have it at Gifted Hands on Soldier Road. Also Belamonte Spa, that's Faith Avenue South. Also at the Farmers Market on Saturdays when I am there. And we also do deliveries as well.
Dr. Shea, give the contact number, please.
So my numbers are 801-4885 or 466-3219. You can also find me on all my social media. And I'm also on YouTube as Eat Emotionally Well.
Okay, I cannot read this other text because I cannot read that one.
Mm-hmm.
But I cannot read that, okay? And then this text says, good day, Mrs. Delavaux. I need the doc's number. I need that hair growth portion. Potion. Okay.
Potion, yeah.
Give the number again, Dr.
So the number is 801-4885. Kenny, if I may, I just wanted to say some of these symptoms for men that is associated with andropause, because sometimes men don't necessarily see and recognize the signs. But I have a list of signs here. So men that are going through this midlife journey where they're losing their testosterone, one of the main signs, symptoms is they reduce sexual desire, erectile dysfunction, infertility, and reduced sperm count. They also have what they call gynomastia. It's a swelling in the breast as well from men. Men also have hot flashes and night sweats. They have lower confidence. They are depressed. They become irritable, poor concentration, loss of muscle mass, increased body fat, particularly around the abdominal areas, and also mild anemia. And men also have hair loss and bone density decline. And all of these are associated with that hormonal disruption when it comes to mature men declining testosterone and andropause.
This next text reads, Dr. Shea, what do you have for female libido?
This formula, right here. CMOS for her.
Okay, let me put this a little closer to my viewing audience. So this here is called Sea Moss for her,
and that's the pills and to it.
This is the pills. This is the powder formula.
Yeah, that's the Sea Moss gel that has to be refrigerated, and you put it in. Yeah, other one here. Yeah.
Okay.
So the jar, but I have it in a gel form. Then I have it in a melt in your mouth form, and then I have it in a capsule form. Most of my clients who experience it, especially when it comes to libido, they prefer the capsules.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think that's because they remember to take it, and it's easier to take. But that there is called hormonal fit. And that helps with libido, especially when the libido is associated with hormonal decline, menopause, and andropause. Yes.
Okay, so this gel, the CMOS gel. The gel, Dr. Shea, you swallow the gel.
No, I actually take that like a latte. I take that at nighttime because the gel will also help you to calm. It helps with anxiety and helps you to fall asleep easier. So what I do with that CMOS for her gel, I take a tablespoon of that and I put that in my favorite milk. I use almond milk for the most part. And I just whip it up like a latte, and that is my nighttime drink.
You fancy, Dr. Shea.
Fancy my fancy.
Krista, we have another caller. Caller, good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening, ladies.
Good evening.
That sounds like my Shea.
That's me.
She sounds like a very, very intellectual.
Thank you.
Dr. King used to be related with
What was the question?
Who?
Dr. King.
You mean as in Martin Luther King?
No. I mean like I'm a king. Dr. King had a natural health clinic.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm a powerful lady, man.
Yes. Thank you so much. Thank you. I appreciate you.
Dr. Shea.
Yes. Go ahead.
You ain't got nothing for woman or boy, say.
For woman or boys?
Woman or boy.
What?
Woman or boys?
I got woman or boys.
Oh, he up on his women are pausing. Well, what you need to do is dressed and go out.
Andropause when the day you awaken and all the other things.
You say woman or boys.
Right?
You mean you pause?
You're freaking right. I pause.
Sorry to hear that.
Imagine awakening pause.
You pause? Why you pause, friend?
I beg your pardon?
Why you paused?
And man, woman, woman, man. Look around, good man. Look around, good man.
I mean, there's so many good men and women in my life.
I understand what the game of woman is.
Okay, so you pause. Understood. Well, I'm not paused, so if you know any good fellas, you know, I'm just putting it out there.
But come on. You ain't got nothing for libido. Them seeds, and then we'll come out.
Yeah, we do have something for libido. It's a men formula. And Kenny put it up already. It's right here. If you are on Facebook, you could see it. It's called Men Only. That will definitely help you with your libido.
No, I need no help like that, you know. What I'm saying
What kind of help do you need, man? Speak English. Be plain. Well, yeah, absolutely. It helps you recover quicker from exercising. There's some other things, absolutely.
Yeah. But I mean, like, you don't know, but the hairy core thing would help that stuff with God.
Man, it's a different conversation. No, sir. I don't understand. You have to speak to me and break that down. Hairy core thing, no. Can you help me with this, please?
Because
I do not
know.
No, I know. I yeah.
You don't know the Makona?
No, I don't know none of them.
Monkey Dameron?
Oh, yeah, I know. Well, why you didn't just say Monkey Dameron?
Monkey Dameron College. Makuna Pierce is a scientific man.
Oh, Makuna. What? Now, you see, you know, you need to get off of this radio. You need to get off of this board.
No, honestly, man, I mean, I'm telling you because I mean...
I thought the whole time you was just running on. But I got you now.
I'm telling you some stuff.
Yeah, I got it now. We on the same page. I got you.
Yeah, because, I mean, like, when talking about libido for men and women, that's the best thing you can use. That's why I mentioned it. And that's why, but then you know what? In this country, we got that wrong. I tell you know that, right? I had to make formulas out of that, like, must be about 10 years ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, when you introduce people, everyone's like, hey, when you want to real and cognitively, when you take that, it's like, you can feel an uplift, man.
Ooh, wow.
And then you know, God, no get no drunk, no high. So you would feel like, I'm talking about, just feel it mentally.
Natural.
That stuff is so good until it ain't funny. Mm. But honestly, you know what? When for libido wise, you on that for a vegan thing, man, or you off the chain and thing, man.
Love it, man. Right. Make sure you get my number and call me.
You guys let me know what the number is.
We'll give you the number. Go ahead, Dr. Shea.
801-4885.
Thank you so much for calling. Now, Dr. Shea, we are about to bring our show to a close.
Mm-hmm.
So I want you to finish this sentence for me.
Mm-hmm.
My help would improve if I just what?
Become more proactive or change one thing that I do now to become more proactive with my health. So, for instance, let's say that you know that you don't drink enough water and you said, I need to start drinking more water.
Yes.
Pay attention to that one thing and start to consciously and intentionally do it every day.
Start with one thing.
One thing.
And it's either one day or day one.
Or day one. You got it.
Understood. Now, Dr. Shea, I want to make sure that everybody understands that you are able to be found digitally. Mm-hmm. You're on all the social media platforms, and you do deliver Saturday at
Gladstone Road from Farmers Market, 9 to 3 p.m.
At Gladstone Road, you will be there with the sea moss products,
yeah,
and you have a cadre
of them
of products. You
name
treat
it.
Libido, you treat sleep. You treat
we have it all.
The missing sides for the boys and the girls.
And the skin.
And the skin. Because Dr.
Cortisol
Shea,
reducer.
The cortisol reducer.
The ayurvedic pain oil.
The pain oil. Mm-hmm. And what is this right here?
This is actually a men formula, prostate power seed pumpkin oil.
Wait, tell us what that is before you become a fear.
I call it prostate power. That's this formula right here. And what this formula does is actually helps men to deal again with the progesterone, the testosterone decline, and you just simply take it sublingually and you put it underneath the tongue. It's a simple formula, but it's extremely powerful.
So the prostate power, is this something that you can take if you may have had a bout with prostate cancer?
Mm-hmm.
You can take this as well.
Yes, you can take it proactive. It's all natural. I don't do anything unless it's natural. The goal is to get you back on your health track naturally. That's
and this
the goal.
Here for prostate power, it says, infused with wild sea moss, healthy prostate function, prostate and urinary health, hormone support for men. Mm-hmm. All right. Men need to try to get their prostate checked
as well.
You know,
one of the things that men suffer with when they're going through that is urinary incontinence, right? They can't hold it. And so I get a lot of good feedback from men when it comes to urinary incontinence with this formula here. This one right here, prostate power and men only.
Okay, what is this in this jar?
Yeah. Well, this is actually a formula made from all food, And it's called a dust. It's a cover dust for people that want to minimize the gray look. You know how you have those cover gray stuff out there? Mm-hmm. But what they do is just cover it and you wash it off, and they don't actually do anything to help the hair grow and to remain gray. Mm-hmm. This formula is like that. But in addition to that, this will help to darken the hair over a period of time, the more you use it. And it actually helps the hair to grow because this is an all food formula.
Okay. All right. Ladies and gents, you've heard Dr. Shea speak about all of her natural products. Again, there's a plethora of health items here that we can go through. She's on Gladstone Road on Saturday at the Farmers Market from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Mm-hmm. Dr. Shea also delivers. Dr. Shea can be found in which?
Silver's at the Mall of Marathon, Nail Lounge downtown, mm-hmm, on Parliament Street. Also Gifted Hands, that's on Soldier Road. Belamonte Spa. Live Well Pharmacy, that's on Prince Charles Road. Shell Gas Station across from Saunders Beach. Roker's, that is open 24 hours, that's on Fire Trail Road. Porky's East Street South. And Rubis Ultramar, that is open 24 hours, that is on Gladstone Road. And Centerville Food Store in the Centerville area. Those are the locations. And we're also in Grand Bahama at Lignum Vitae. They're open from Wednesday to Sunday, Lignum Vitae in Grand Bahama.
Okay. All right. Dr. Shea, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I truly appreciate you. ladies and gents, thank you so much for listening. This has been another riveting episode, exciting, informative session that we've had here on Kenny's Corner. Thank you so much, Dr. Shea. It was indeed a pleasure meeting you and sitting on panel with you. Thank you so very much for that. We definitely have unfinished business. ladies and gents, this is another sexy Tuesday evening. Mm-hmm. Get that man. Get that woman. Mm. Look them deep in there. Have a conversation. Put your leg over him and let him put his leg over you. Get you some popcorn. And a nice bottle of Chianti, you know. Mm. Get you some wine. Mm. Snuggle up with that person. This is the weather. This is the weather. You've been listening to Kenny's Corner. I am your host with the absolute most, Mrs. Kendanique Delaveau.
She hates the sight of me because I turned her off or down. She always saying we were meant to be. Somehow she thought I'd be her clown. But this is what I said, I'm too experienced to be taking for a stroll. Too experienced for someone to rock and roll. I'm too experienced to be taking for a ride. And I know it's not my foolish pride.